Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Elon Musk has been on the tear lately. He has been red-pilling America. See if it's okay for a zillionaire to get out there and take the red pill and then advocate that you take the red pill. Then it is obviously okay for anybody to take the red pill. But this is made in public enemy number one on the garbage ruling cast. And back when he was only making electric cars and rocket ships and producing children with bizarre names via singers with bizarre names, he was okay in the blue zone. But then he embraced radical notions like free speech, and well, that makes him a threat, a treasonous traitor of insurrection. He's even said he's going to vote Republican. When he said that, oh, how the wine women wailed. Instantly, the regime's immune system sprung into action to purge the body politic of the true pathogen that is Elon Musk. His Tesla stock coincidentally took a tumble, but there are no coincidences. Regime whiteboard New York Times devoted the space they did not devote to Robbie Mook's devastating testimony regarding pantsuit and Musk recently got woke to the Russiagate ties, and he was publicly wondered what else he was being lied to about. To scoops about the apostate, and of course the corrupt feds are looking into him since they have plenty of time on their hands not stopping mass killers. So don't be surprised if a SWAT team shows up to arrest him for planning to kidnap the governor of Michigan. And there's the sex slander. It came out that Musk confidentially settled a lawsuit with some bimbo. And instantly he was Bill Clinton times Gropey Joe plus Harvey Weinstein, except he's no longer leftist, so suddenly the leftists care about women. You know, if you get around this enough, most lawyers that do this kind of work, they would smell a rat. But this is not just a rat. This is a New York City alley full of them. So do I believe that Elon whipped out his SpaceX love rocket for some tart? No. Musk can get women the old-fashioned way. He has a lot of money. This guy dated Amber Heard and survived with his throat unslit and his linens undefiled. So this trollop's trumped-up charges are not going to take him down. The fact is that what my mother, you know, told me remains true, which is everybody lies. Allegations and sex lawsuits are as reliable as Jen Psaki and even, just about every claim, no matter how bad it is. Sometimes they get settled, but the truth is not the point here. Obedience is the point. They are terrified of Elon Musk because his money, combined with his iconoclasm, makes him dangerous. The thought that Musk is going to take over Twitter and allow free speech, thereby utterly undoing their last stranglehold on social media, filled the unelite elite with a cold terror. Deep down inside them, right? deep down inside. They know that their ideas are garbage. They can only keep power by ensuring they control the marketplace of ideas. And they control it by ensuring it is not a marketplace at all, but a supermax prison where wrong think is locked away in solitary with a lonely cellmate named Ox. So here is Elon Musk. He's threatening to burst their info monopoly. So they'll do whatever they can to break in first, and they want you to know he's being broken, because if the richest guy in the universe can't withstand them, what hope do you peons have? Except that Elon Musk is not backing down. He's gone to the conservative medicine cabinet and gobbled a handful of red pills. His Twitter feed is a nonstop chronicle of his ideological makeover. He talks about the truths he's learned since he popped the blue bubble surrounding him. He points out the hypocrisy he sees, and he refuses to back down in the face of the regime's full-court press. I kind of like this. I mean, it kind of makes me giggle. It's very inspirational. He has announced that he's taking the next step in forming his own legal Delta Force under his personal command, and that's nice. I like that. There's a lot of damage you can do using the courts. His bat signal to hardcore ambulance chasers focuses on lawyers who win at trial, and trials are important, but winning at trial is not optimal. That's tactical. Strategic thinking focuses on results, and trials are but one way to get the result you want. If you're bringing a suit, trial may be the only way to get what you want, money. If you're defending one, you want to win without trial. Why? Because in a trial, you can lose. You can't lose a case bringing motions to dismiss or for summary judgment. You can only win. In any case, I'm not really here to talk about litigation theory, but on how a rich guy is owning the left. And owning them, he is. He's gone from green demigod to reactionary demon in just a couple of months, all because he took seriously the principles the progs posed with. And hell hath no fury like a leftist disrespected. And Musk's insult is really the basis of this backlash. He is publicly unimpressed by the left and the mediocrities who make it up. He sees that they are unaccomplished. He sees that they are liars. And he sees they are stupid. And in his world, you have to perform. The car goes vroom, vroom, or you go bankrupt. There's no excusing the car for not moving because of structural racism or the male gaze or the literal shaking or any of the other nonsense that the quarter wits kick up to obscure the truth. The progressives suck, and their ideology is a nonstop series of complaints and curated posturing. Musk lives in a world that is binary, in a very unwoke way. You either do or you do not. It's like Yoda. Their world is not about doing, but about being woke. You know? Being sensitive, being whatever. You are what you pose. And that is the antithesis of what an achiever is. An achiever like Musk. And, you know, our worldview. You know, in our worldview, performance matters. When Musk called for counsel to come to fight by his side, his criteria was a proven track record of success. Leftists would want to know where your grandpa came from, and, you know, do you stand up or sit down when you go to the bathroom, and what are your pronouns? They can throw everything they have at Musk, and they're going to. But at the end of the day, that won't change the fact that they're soft and dumb. And Musk is a hard target. He's a really hard target. He's hard and he's smart. He's doing the same thing that Trump did on Twitter. He'll throw something out there on Twitter knowing they're going to go crazy. Knowing they're going to go crazy, and yet he does it anyway. And does he care about everybody that comes to him? No, why would he care? Supposedly this dude doesn't even own a house. He's just that light and agile. It's a funny thing. If I had to bet on anybody, if I was going to put money on who's going to win this cultural war, my money would be on Elon Musk. Because he's just that hard and he's that smart. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
And absolute superb quality. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. And once again, let me point out, go to guns.com. Go check out their Memorial Day sale, which has started now. They've got so many different things on sale right now, I can't even begin to tell you what they are. So let's look at something that's going on. Tragedy strikes in anywhere. Fill in the blank. And Democrats immediately seize the opportunity to attack the Second Amendment. Rinse. Repeat. Tragedy exploited. It's one of the most tiresome themes in American politics. Recent events have certainly given Democrats their fair share of opportunities. Following the supermarket shooting in Buffalo, New York, President Biden again called for a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Nearly 40 left-wing advocacy groups are now putting pressure on the Biden administration to extend background checks to all gun purchases, with the leftist media all too willing to publish supportive headlines under the guise of gun safety. Unfortunately, for example, just the background checks part of it. In order to do that, in order for it to actually work, which this happened the last time Biden was sitting in the White House, except he wasn't quite as demented as he is now, the Department of Justice Statistics pointed out that only works if you have a registry, which that just opens up all kinds of, that's a can of worms that is, it's a can of worms they want. They absolutely want that can of worms, but it's just a crazy way to go. So, gun safety, this is the only thing I know of. This is the only crime that occurs in the United States where they come after people that didn't do it. Now, fortunately, Joe Biden is one of the most ineffective presidents in U.S. history, himself admitting it's going to be very difficult for Democrats to push gun control across the finish line. One of the reasons is he can get all the stuff he wants out of the House. He can. I guess it'll pass with 4 votes or 5 votes or whatever. But in the Senate, then enter Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia. He's actually a more of a Kennedy Democrat. He's got a few tendencies, I'll admit. But he does also insist on reaffirming the Second Amendment rights of all Americans. Public opinion is also on the side of pro-gun Republicans. More than half of Americans believe the right to keep and bear arms is important. Now, more than two-thirds of Democrats say the same. Contrary. Two-thirds of Democrats say yes, contrary to their party leadership. But we do have to remain vigilant. We do have to remain awake. Now, in Washington, D.C., Kennedy-type Democrats, Blue Dog Democrats, moderate Democrats, whatever you want to call them, they are an endangered species. They are very much the exception. They are not the rule. You've got race-baiting anti-gun Democrats like Senator Chris Murphy, who is showered with fawning news headlines, present themselves as the true reformers. Chris Murphy is, to me, he's the heir apparent to Dianne Feinstein, although I don't know how much Dianne Feinstein is actually Dianne Feinstein anymore, so he may be the one in front. I don't know. The Murphy types know that the left-leaning mainstream media will stop at nothing to exploit tragedy for political gain, and so they go on, but only in certain cases. And where are Democrats like Murphy and their media allies? After a left-wing activist, where were they? Carried out the Waukesha, Wisconsin Christmas parade massacre, where a driver of an SUV plowed through a crowd, killed 6 people, and injured 60 more. Where were they last month after the Brooklyn, New York subway shooting spree, when the assailant set off a smoke bomb before firing 33 rounds to a crowded station, injuring 29 people and leaving 10 shot? Well, because of their political motivations. And see, this is where the stupidity comes into me, because it's right there. It is right there. They could get out there and simply say, obviously, and they're not going to do this. I'm not worried about saying it. But they could get out there and say, obviously, evil exists under all guises, so we've got to do this or we've got to do that. But instead of doing that, they just sweep this under the rug because of their political motivation. So in the case of the Brooklyn, New York subway shooting spree, this guy was a racist. He just hated white people. Yes, black people can be racist. And in these moments where it goes against that Ash conformity experiment narrative that is so important to maintain, neither racism nor gun control becomes a hot button talking point. So what there is of the conservative media, they come in there and flesh out the politics of the perpetrators. And there's a reason for that, and that's because neither mass murder event fit in the leftist narrative, which is that America is racist, which means white America is racist. Not all of America is racist, just white America is racist. I don't know why that would be a problem, because supposedly we're going to be dying out soon. Why is that a problem? It's a problem because white America is not alone as conservatives. White America is not alone as gun owners. We're being joined by Hispanic Americans, who I'm only going to identify them as Hispanic Americans so they know I'm talking about them. Black Americans. I'm only going to say that because you know I'm talking about you. All Americans of every stripe are getting together and, they're getting out there and they're deciding to do these things, to take these steps to become their own first responder. And Biden, he didn't go to Waukesha. He refused to because of limited assets and resources. But after a few days after the Buffalo shooting, he found time to meet with the victims' families. And he should have visited both sides of the tragedy rather than picking one as a platform for his agenda and ignoring the other. And that's where their stupidity comes through. This is the arrogance of the Democrats. You think we don't see you picking the ones you prefer versus the ones you don't prefer? Tragedy is tragedy. And yet here you guys are constantly letting crises go to waste because it doesn't fit the narrative. And that's how narrow their stuff is. They need to regurgitate systemic racism and white supremacy. But they got to have the proper platform. And this is going to backfire for them. It's going to backfire for them. And if they focus on gun control, the red wave, that's going to become a vicious tsunami. And it's only going to get deeper red. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices have set another record high. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, says that prices rose 33 cents over the past 2 weeks to a new record high national average of $4.71 a gallon. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says that the Biden administration needs to take action.
Now, you would care if you took tangible steps to lower the cost of energy. They say they're doing this, they're doing that, but it's always one step forward, two steps back.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. California may impose mandatory water restrictions if voluntary efforts keep coming up short. Governor Gavin Newsom meeting with representatives from water agencies throughout the state on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. The United Nations says they are working with Russia and other countries to create a humanitarian corridor that will allow Ukraine to export wheat. Russia has been accused of attacking or stealing Ukrainian exports from ports. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, through translation, says keeping Ukraine's economy going is a necessity.
We need to deal with multiple issues and challenges like food deficits in the world and in Europe. And we have to deal with Russia, but parallel to that, our national economy has to remain operative.
The names of more than 43,000 American and Korean service members are being etched on the new wall of remembrance at the Korean War Memorial. The names are part of a new wall at the Washington, D.C. Memorial, which remembers the service members who lost their lives during the Korean War. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Today on this planet, on this rock, we clock in at just a little under 7.9 billion souls. And of that number, Europe has identified 100 cases of monkeypox, and the United States has identified 2 cases out of a population of roughly 330 million people. But because this is thought to be an easy lift now because of the Ash conformity experiment, people. I know I keep harping on that, but this is what they think. This is the way they see you here in America. Because of the Ash conformity experiment, they believe that they can once again scare the living bejesus out of you, and we can have another pandemic. The monkeypox pandemic. So, Joe Biden is already hard at work, ratcheting up the fear. Now, based on information available, which I would imagine that's part of the problem, is because now everything goes under a little harder scrutiny, we probably don't need to worry, and this should not turn into a government power grab complete with election control. Preliminarily, Dr. Robert Malone has written a great post about monkeypox, truth versus fear porn, and, if you look at this, you can figure out a few things about the disease. And let's start with what it is. It is a variola virus that is related to smallpox as well as to cowpox, which led to Edward Jenner inventing the first true vaccination, and other animal poxes. And like the animal poxes, it is not very serious for humans. Now, essentially, as cowpox did to those long-ago milkmaids, monkeypox makes people have the same symptoms as smallpox, only more mildly. The illness is also contagious only through person-to-person contact, which means that classic quarantining and contact tracing work to stop its spread. Symptomatic people are isolated while health agencies find their contacts, and that's kind of the end of it. No lockdowns and changes to voting required. Now, further lowering the risk of monkeypox is the fact that it's a double-stranded DNA virus. And these double-strand slow mutations, which means that immunity, once acquired, is good for a long, long time. And those who've been vaccinated against or had any of the other poxes are almost certainly resistant to monkeypox. It is also not a very infectious disease for humans, although it obviously has a zoonotic element. You probably didn't even notice a monkeypox outbreak in the U.S. in 2003. It was no biggie, probably because the establishment hadn't yet discovered the political benefits of virus fear porn. So far, this outbreak of monkeypox seems to have spread through people who attended a huge gay pride festival in Gran Canaria. It does not appear to have traveled through sexual contact. Instead, the vector was a lot of lightly clothed people in close proximity to one another, as in sweat. So Dr. Malone is very clear that there's no need for panic in this case. He said, in my opinion, based on currently available information, monkeypox is a virus and disease which is endemic in Africa, emerges sporadically after transmission into humans from animal hosts, and is typically spread by close human contact. It is readily controlled by classical public health measures. It does not have a high mortality rate unless there has been some genetic alteration. Even though evolution or intentional genetic manipulation, it is still not a significant biothreat and has never been considered a high-threat pathogen in the past. Now, one thing to remember is that facts have never stopped Joe Biden. Instead, he's doing his best to stir up panic amongst those who take what he says seriously. Where do we find them at? I don't know. He said Sunday that the new monkeypox outbreak should concern everybody as it continues to baffle medical officials around the world. He said this in South Korea while speaking with a group of reporters before he boarded Air Force One for Japan. And his remarks came as numerous outbreaks of monkeypox were reported in Africa, followed by other reported cases in Europe and the U.S. We're working on it. Hard to figure out what to do. So the outbreak here in the United States is two cases of slow-moving familiar disease in a population of 330 million people. I'm not going to panic on this one. I'll be honest with you. With the last, you know, with COVID, I didn't know it was going to be. I was afraid that the truckers would stop during COVID. And then I was afraid that would cause a shortage. And then I was afraid, and I've got certain things put aside here in the event of something like that. It's not going to be fun, without a doubt, but I've got a few emergency food supplies on hand here, which everybody should have. Get it freeze-dried or dehydrated. It lasts forever. You can buy them at Costco. You can buy them at My Patriot Supply. I think My Patriot Supply still sponsors Genesis. You should do that. But that was my only thing, because when there's a food shortage, then certain things like, I don't know, manners go out the window. Yeah, that's the way to put it. And while there is two cases of this in the United States, I'm not going to run around screaming and demanding that I get a smallpox vaccination, which would work against monkeypox, by the way. The scariest thing about monkeypox appearing now is that its current emergence from Africa coincides with the Biden administration's plan to hand to the World Health Organization, which is an utterly corrupt, ineffectual organization that's in bed with China, control over American medicine in the case of a health emergency. He's setting the bar so low, It's entirely possible that very soon the WHO will be announcing that all Americans must shelter in place for the foreseeable future, and certainly after November the 8th. So, listen. The human organism is an extremely tough piece of meat walking around. We are very resilient when it comes to many things. This, just because it has a name, doesn't make it deadly. But then again, COVID-19 isn't deadly. It is deadly to certain people, just like the flu, just like a cold, just like pneumonia, just like bronchitis. You know, if I had caught COVID while I was in the middle of recovering from my open heart surgery, for example, back in 2015, I probably would have been done in. I might have been done in. And as it was very rough. It was a rough road to hoe. But by the same token, I still did it. And I'm one of those that had comorbidities. So don't listen to the government on this one, please. Don't, you know, just keep both feet planted firmly on the ground. Take measures. If you want to go out and get a smallpox vaccine, go ahead. Just go to your doctor and get that. If you want to do that, and that's the most you need to do. That is an extreme measure. If you feel like you got to do that. But there should be no need to change anything about November 22nd or November 2022, November 8th, 2022. There should be no reason to change that at all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Last time on the firing line, this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. One more time, let me mention that at Guns.com, the Memorial Day sale has started. And I mean, it is quite the sale. Go to Guns.com and go see what they have got marked down. Quite a few percentage points. In the world of inflation. Speaking in the world of inflation, in Buffalo, in his speech last week, following the rampage killing, Joe Biden showed he still has only two things on his mind regarding crime, guns and white supremacists. There really isn't any way to defend white supremacists, but with violent crime soaring in this latest attack in Buffalo, people want something done, and yet Biden's agenda won't make people safer. See, there's some new research that has come out from Dr. John Lott. Joe Biden says, look, we've seen the mass shootings in Charleston, South Carolina, El Paso, Texas, in Pittsburgh last year, in Atlanta this week, in Dallas, Texas, and now in Buffalo. In Buffalo, New York. White supremacy is a poison. It's a poison. It really is. Running through our body politic, and it's been allowed to fester and grow right in front of our eyes. No more. I mean, no more. Of the 82 mass public shootings from January 1998 to May 2021, 9% have known or alleged ties to white supremacists, neo-Nazis, or anti-immigrant views. Most of the anti-immigrant attackers, like the Buffalo murder, hold decidedly environmentalist views that are more in line with the Democrat agenda. Other groups commit mass public shootings disproportionately more than whites do. While non-Middle Eastern whites make up about 64% of the population, they make up 58% of the mass public shooters. Another 9% are carried out by people of Middle Eastern origin, which makes up only 0.4% of the country's population. So this makes Middle Easterners the most likely ethnic or racial group to carry out mass public shootings based on per capita. Blacks, Asians, and American Indians also commit these attacks at a slightly higher rate than their share of the population. Hispanics commit them at much lower rates, 11%, than their share of population. 71% of mass public shooters have no identifiable political view. But you would never know this from watching a TV police drama or listening to Biden's constant claim that white supremacists pose the biggest threat of domestic terrorism. Now, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claimed in testimony in April that white supremacy is a top terrorism-related threat to the homeland. But when pressed, he couldn't name a single white supremacy case that his department referred to the Department of Justice for prosecution. White supremacists with guns are not the threat that the government would have you believe. It's not just that white supremacy is rare, so too are gun crimes. Despite all things going on right now today, the number of gun crimes has been falling dramatically, and they now make up less than 8% of violent crime in America, yet we constantly hear the opposite from politicians who support gun restrictions. Now, Biden was out there while he was screaming in Buffalo, "We can keep assault weapons off our streets. We've done it before. I did it when I passed the crime bill last time and violence went down. Shootings went down. We can't prevent people from being radicalized to violence. But we can't address the relentless exploitation of the internet to recruit and mobilize terrorism. We just need to have the courage to do that, to stand up." Now, Biden's focus on guns, and particularly semi-automatic rifles, is misplaced. Bragged about how wonderful his 1994 assault weapon ban was in stopping mass public shootings, but even studies paid for by the Clinton administration couldn't find evidence of his effectiveness. And don't forget that Columbine occurred after the assault weapon ban. If the federal assault weapons ban really drove the changes in of the rate of mass public shooting attacks with assault weapons should have become less common during the ban, they should have become more common, at least as when it sunset after 2004, they should have gone up. But that isn't what happened. Comparing the 10 years before 1994 to the 10 years after, we find the percentage of mass public shootings with assault weapons rose slightly when the ban was in effect, going from 22.2 to 23.5, and then fell again in 10 years after the ban ended, 23.5 to 18.2. Biden's go-after-the-guns-first approach ignores a basic fact. More than 92% of violent crime in America does not involve firearms. In addition, although Biden blames guns for the increase in violent crime, the latest data show that gun crimes fell dramatically. A new McLaughlin and Associates survey of 1,000 likely voters from April 20th to 26th for the Crime Prevention Research Center shows how misinformed people are. People across the country of all races and incomes have wildly inaccurate beliefs about how frequently violent crime involves guns. The average likely American voter is way off, thinking that most of the more than 46% of violent crimes involve guns. And the people who had the most inaccurate views that the rate of violent crime with guns was the highest were the ones who most strongly supported gun control. Not surprising. It might not be easy to accept, but based on evidence, focusing solely on guns and white supremacy is not a wise use of resources. And there's a lot of reasons for that, but primarily, here's the main reason. These rampage killers are going to go where it's easiest. So the first thing we've got to do is convince them that this is not easy. And that means that people have got to be able to respond, or we've got to have some sort of hard target in place to where if they did try to come in, that the cost is more than they can endure. Which, yeah, that does mean somebody's getting shot. Yeah. So, we'll continue to see these kind of things, these kind of shootings. But they'll primarily be where the food is. And if you don't, Sam Kinison, he's one of my favorite dead comedians. I was so sorry to see him pass away so prematurely. He had this little bit where he'd be talking about going into the desert and filming all these kids that, dying of starvation. And he would say, you know, first of all, you know, there's a camera crew there that could just give him a sandwich, but they don't. But then he would say, you know, he would do this little monologue where he would be talking to the denizens of the desert and say, come with us. We're going to put all your stuff in U-Hauls and we're going to move you to where the food is because you're in a desert. There's never been any food in the desert. We're going to take you to where the food is. And, for the Rampage Killer, the food is in the gun-free zone. That is a veritable buffet, a smorgasbord of absolute victims, easy victims. Victims who can't fire back, can't fight back. And, white supremacy, this whole thing, I mean, if that's a movement, well, it's not very, for all the talk we hear about it, it's really not that prevalent. But CRT has done, there's a big percentage of America today that thinks that we are racist just because of the CRT. Got a lot of work to go through. Not that we can't do it. It'd just be nice to get this president and this Congress out of the way to where we could maybe make a little forward motion and then just maybe never let them come back into any sort of trapping of power. That'd be fine with me. I'm okay with it because they obviously don't know how to handle it. They just don't know how to handle it. I will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.